Yeah? All right. Today's daf is Daf Chav Vav, second to last spot in second parak. Okay, we are on Chav Hei Amid Beis. I think by the two dots on the bottom. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Is that what we're up to? Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Alpha Pisha Bor Kademus L'Inman Lo Yikotz. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the boar is close to the tree, comes before the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree. Why? Because the Zeho Kofer Ptoch Shalo, the Zeno Tehbus Ptoch Shalo, each one can do what they want in their property. Rabbi Yossi holds Alamazik Laharkas Atzmo, so Mazik can do what he wants in his property. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yossi. The Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that's Alamazik Laharkas Atzmo, because he's doing what he wants to do in his own Rishus. If he's doing it for Rishus, then he can do it there. I'm Rabbi Ashi says, Kihavan Big Rav Kahana, when I was learning in the basic register of Kahana, Havi Amrinan, they would say, Mode Rabbi Yosef Begiri Didei. Rabbi Yosef was, even though he says, Al Anizak Laharchis Atzmo, in the case of Giri Delay, or Giri Didei, then he would be Mode that it's on a Mazik Laharchis Atzmo, because that is, that's Mazik Biyadayin Mamish. Look at Rashi, he's this definition of Giri Delay. He says, Hecha Dematile He Zeka Mitoch Yadov Shel Mazik, where the Hesek comes directly from the hands of the, it's the second to last Rashi, third to last Rashi on the page. He says, Hecha Dematile He Zeka Mitoch Yadov Shel Mazik, Kahi Darmina Habayis Valilia, like we say in Bava Metzia, Hanu Beitre, you had two people, Chad Dair Eloi, the Chad Dair Taitoi, one lived on the top floor, one on the bottom floor. Ivchis Ma'aziva, and the water drips down. Right, the chol emas demashiyodei napli aleya letatoi, and every time, and the water would drift down to the bottom one. Dechashenopli miyado mamish, if he would be, when he would be pouring it out, if he would be pouring his hands, that pouring it water out directly, and it would go down to the bottom. Kari lei giri delay. That's called giri delay. If it came directly, but the chipasik b'hader napli lo kari delay. If it would be pour out on the floor, and then it would travel somewhere, and only that later would fall. If it was indirect, that wouldn't be giri delay. Basically, say it's like as if you're shooting arrows. If it's coming directly from your side, that he's modeh. Okay, so let's have a couple of cases that discuss giri delay. Papi Yonah, it's the name of a person. His name was Papi. He came from the place of Yonah. Ani the Eshir Hava. He was once poor and then he became wealthy. So the Tosos Nishon, we're going to explain why we need to know that he was once poor and now he won the lottery and now he's rich. So Ani the Eshir Hava. Bana Apanda. He built this big castle. He built a nice house. Havuhanach atzurei b'shivivusei. In his neighborhood, there were these people who would sort of they would crush sesame in order to make, you know, they weren't a nut free environment. They would cut sesame in order to make the oils, to make the nut, you know, the sesame oils, right? So us when they would bang on the sesame seeds. Those vibrations would shake the castle. It would shake the new building that he built. So he didn't like that. He was afraid either that it does damage, it's gonna fall down. Whatever the case is, his house is shaking. You know, it's like the airplane is flying over. The house is shaking. So Usula Kameh Rav Ashi. So Papai came before Rav Ashi. He says he wants him to stop or he wants him to pay. I'm not sure. So Amrle Rav Ashi says, he had been a Rav Kahana when I was in the base special Kahana. I've been a motor Yosef, but here delay. Yeah, this is Giri delay. So what do you have to do? Even though Rav Yosef says that Alamazik, and in this case Rav Yosef agrees that it's the Mazik, right? Because it's Nezik, it's Giri delay. Therefore, the Kuche Hashum Shemim had to be Marchik because of their banging, because the house is shaking, and that's their Koach. So the Gemara says, Vekama, and how much of a distance do they have to withdraw? Right? How much of a distance? The Gemara says, "Kidinaya nichtama apume dechatzva." Machlok Rishonim, what this means? We go according to Rashi. Rashi says, "Sheim yanichu kar alachoma v'chisu aleh yanua kisui machmas harada." Basically, you put a pitcher on the wall, and you cover the pitcher with some sort of covering, and the covering would fall off due to the vibrations. So, if the cover doesn't fall off, that means they distanced themselves far enough. Okay. So now the Gemara, all the Rishonim ask, why do we need to know that Papai was an Ani Veheshir, and then he became wealthy? What's the difference? So, Tosos, if you look at Tosos on Amud Beis, he says, Ani Veheshir, Rabusa Nakat. It's teaching us an extra din. Shahaya ani, that he was poor. Below ibayil asuke adaitu sheyidne apanda. In other words, he was poor, so he never thought that he would build this big castle. Afilu hachi husiku. They never thought that he would build it. So afilu hachi husiku laharchik mishuna begiri day. Even so, Af al gav the son of Beheter, because what they did originally was Beheter, because there was no castle there. The guy was a poor guy. They didn't know he'd become rich and build a castle. So when they started banging the sesame seeds over there, it was done Beheter. Nevertheless, the Gemara is telling us that they would have to withdraw once he builds the castle, right? Af al gav the son of Beheter in Sarach Hakir Filu Vigil Delay. Aye, but we say in Daf Chafam Veis that if you somich Beheter, they don't have to be Marchik, right? Because we say if the Refes was there before the Otsar, you don't have to remove the refes because it was there first, right? If I refes back comes a chutz mutter, right? So Omer Rabbein Utam, the hacha. So Rabbein Utam says the hacha any time mishum the low kviit hashmishayu kol kach hanachdeil, because the sesame seeds is not so kavua as the other things that were discussed, like the refes, right? Hagava oh the hacha mishum to be isur sama to call marim the bchimarpi alara. Maybe here it's isve isur asa, because every time they would bang, it would weaken the land anyway. The point being, Tosfos is saying that the only reason why they don't have a Cheskas Tashmishin here is because the guy never would have known that he was going to build the castle, because he was poor. But the Rashba argues. The Rashba asks the same question. The Rashba says, why do we have to say Ani Beheshir? He says, Lomar, to teach us the Apagav the Herziku Shalosh Shonim Bekach Kodem Sheheshir, if they were doing this for 3 years prior to becoming wealthy, ain chazakasa and chazaka, because the chazaka is not a chazkas tashmishin here. The cave in the anihavi lo hayu masik adaiti shahashavi yizbe, because he had no idea that he would be there. He didn't think he would have to protest, right? Ha, but im hayu asher mitchilasa v'lo macha, had he been a wealthy guy to begin with, but didn't build a castle yet. But he was a wealthy guy to begin with, when he had the potential to build a castle. Afilu kodem sheyivne chazkas and chazaka, and then they did it for 3 years. Then they would have gotten a chazkas tashmishin, and then when he would have built the castle, he wouldn't have been able to protest.
What about
this is Hezek. Yeah, so they talk about that. They say, well, maybe this is like Kutra of Beis Akisei, right? That it's constant damage, and you say, no, I don't have it. So the Rashba says that if the castle was built first, and then they started, even if he didn't protest for 3 years, he can now protest, because it's like you said, like Kutra Beis Akisei, it's like the chazaka of a thing that you can't withstand.
Right.
But if they had the chazaka according to the Rashba, the chazaka existed prior to him building the castle, and he was wealthy, then he doesn't have the chazaka. So if the chazaka is after he builds the castle, or if the chazaka became when he was poor, then he doesn't have they don't have the chazaka. But if the chazaka was while he was wealthy and before he built the castle, then it is considered a chazak according to the Rashba. Okay. Fine. Next case. And we go to the top of Chavav. Debe Bar Merion Bere de Ravin. The children of the house of Bar Merion, who was the son of Ravin, they used to, they used to pull out flax. They used to deal with flax. Kihabi Natse Kitna, when they were, I don't know what the word actually. I don't know how the flax. What they used to do, they used to peel apart the bad part from the good part. They would separate the flax. So then the bad part of the flax, or these seeds, would be blown by the wind into other people's eyes, and it would be mazik other people. But also the kamei Ravina. So these people who got hurt from the flax flying in their face, they came to Ravina. And they wanted the guys to stop. They said, listen, it's giri delay, whatever it is, it's coming straight from them. So Amar Lahu, so Ravina says back to them, you don't have any claim against him. Ki Amrinin Modi Rav Yosef by giri delay. When do we say Rav Yosef agrees that you have to, by giri delay, he's chai of the mazik to be marchik? Hani mili deka azla mikocho. That's only said when the delay, when the chitzim, are coming from the koach, from the force of the person. But hacha zikuhu deka mamtilei. But here, the force that's causing this dirt to fly across is not the guy's koach, but it's the wind. So it's koach de koko, it's not giri delay. Now it's only coming from the person. But I guess... Right, so maybe that was... That's chachamim. that might have been the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim said that the Mazik has to be Marchik. Here's Rabbi Yose who says Al Nizik Laharchik. Oh, but he holds a Gir delay. Right now, for some reason now, the Gemara is only focusing on Rabbi Yose. We're only talking about Gir delay. Gir delay only applies if it's Koach. Not here, where it's Zikahud the Kaman play. It's the wind. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that if the wind is what blows the item, that's not considered as Koach. So therefore, the Gemara's assumption is, if it's not his Koach, it's not his action. What about in Hilchos Shabbos? In Hilchos Shabbos, if you use the wind, it's considered a melacha, right? Maskip law, Mar Barabashi, Maishnah Mizora, Beruach Misayato, right? Your Zora, your winnow, right? You throw the stuff in the air. I think it's winnowing. You throw the stuff in the air, and the wind blows everything out, and it separates. Why over there we say that's a Maisei, right? You're separating the motes, right, from the Garin. You're sending the bad part from the good seed. And we say that melacha is done with the wind. And nevertheless, it's counted as the Avos HaMelachos, which is Asur B'Shabbos. So therefore, you see from the Melacha of Shabbos, you see from Shabbos, that the wind, even if you use the wind, it is considered your Koach. So if it's your Koach by Shabbos, shouldn't it be your Koach by Nezek? So, Amru HaKameh de Mareimar, they said this Kash in front of Mareimar, Amr Lehu, Hainu Zarev Ruch Masayato. I agree with you, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, he would be Chayiv here, because this is the same case as the case on Shabbos. But apparently, Ravina didn't agree. Because they don't answer for Ravina. So what's the svara that Ravina didn't agree? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Maishnam Yizora, sorry, Tosfos says it clearer. It's the first Tosfos in the wide lines. Maishnam Yizora Beruach Misayoso. The Ravina lo chashiv le pircha. Ravina didn't think this was a kasha on him. The Sabra ki heichi de lo garmina mishabas l'inyan tashlumin. You don't learn from Shabbos to tashlumin. Why? Ki dem farsh of Asi b'akones de gabi Shabbos meleches machsheves asra Torah. Shabbos is different. Shabbos needs a meleches machsheves. What do you want to do here? You want to separate it. So you threw it up in the air, you let the wind do it for you. But that was your Melechus Mashavis. That's why you're Chayev. By Hezek, you need Koko. This isn't his Koko, this is the wind. Right? Aval Hakha Gramahu, but Gramah bin Izakim Potter. Hachinami, Logar Mina Mehasad, Shechayev La Harchik. So therefore, you don't even have to learn from it. You don't even have to be marked according to Tosfos. You can do it right on the border. This isn't Gir Delay. Umar Bar Ravashi, what about Mar Bar Ravashi, you argued? He said it's similar to Shabbos. So Tosfos says, when Mar Bar Ravashi argues, it's not that he says it's similar to Shabbos in a point that you need, that you have to pay for it. It's similar to Shabbos only in that you have a chiyuv chaka. You have to withdraw it. Right? Right? Umar bravashi sabar nehid chiyuv tashlumim lo garmin in har chaka lechashiv giri delay. Alright? You don't, for the tashlumim, you don't learn it from Shabbos. But garmin and shapir kevan de grama ben izakin asar. We do learn that it's grama ben izakin and therefore it's asar and you would have to do a withdraw. Okay. So, next question. Ula Ravina, according to Ravina, who says that these flax guys are putter, because it's not Giri Delay, because it's the Koach of the wind. Ula Ravina, and the Tos, all the Gemshonim ask, why is it only according to Ravina? According to Tosfos, the way Tosfos learns, this should be Akashi and Mar Bar Ravashi also, because Mar Ravashi only says, according to Tosfos, that you're not Chayav to pay. Here you can see there's a Chayav to pay. But Ravina, Maishna Midin Gates Hayotze Mitachas Apatish. You have a guy who's banging on a hammer, and the sparks fly out from underneath the hammer, the hizik, and then they go out and they do damage, right? So Gemara says, the chayav l'shalim, in that case you have to pay. You have to pay for the damage that goes out. So it goes, hasam nichalei de lezel, hacha lo nichalei de lezel. There, when you're banging the hammer and the sparks fly out, you want the sparks to fly out. Because if the sparks don't fly out of your house, they're going to stay in your house and cause a fire. So you want them to go out. So your kavanah is for them to leave. So that kavanah somehow converts the koach into your koach, but here, by the case of the flax, hacha lo nichle de lezel. You don't have the das that you want your stuff to specifically leave my room and go to someone else. I just wanted it out of the flax. I don't care if it falls on the floor. The wind came and blew it away. I didn't care. So that for some reason that becomes enough to distinguish between the two cases, right? So just, you have to do this. Tosfos has a question. He says, we said by the flax, we said that zikahu de kamamtile. It's the wind that blew it. So Tosfos says, wait, it's the wind that blew it. Why is this? Why aren't you not chayim in mazik of ish? Tosfos says, long Tosfos zika, kasha l'ridi l'chayim mishemesh. Why? What's this case similar to? Midi dehave avano b'sakinu maso shanicha b'rosh gago v'naflu baruch mishtuya v'hezika l'chayim mishemesh. What's the case we have in Bava Kama? We learned this all over Bava Kama. I think it's on top. It's all over. You put the bundles on top of the roof. A typical wind comes, it blows them off, and it damages them on the way down. We say with the wind blowing it, it becomes a chiyuv of ish. So I hear, we say, it's not a Giri Delay because of the wind. It's ish though. It's the same case as Avinu B'Sakinu B'Masov or Rosh Dago. You put a hezek, and it blew away, and it did damage. That's aish. What's the difference between the two cases? Tosafot says there's a difference between the two cases. But Omer read the lo dami leish. You go skip a few lines. The ein chayev mishum eish elokis she'asa ha'adam es ha'eish levado. Kedeksiv ha'mavir sabi'ira belo siyur karuach ve'achkar cholechas ha'idei ruach mitsuya. When you chayev did eish with the wind, you create the item that, you create the damage. You created the eish. And then the wind blew it. I lit a fire in a contained area. I created the mazik. And then the wind propelled the mazik somewhere else. Here, I didn't create any mazik, Tosafot says. Tosafot says, there's no damage, there's no force, there's no ish without the wind. It's not like I created the damage, the damager, and then the wind propelled it. The wind itself created the thing that does the damage. That's why it's not considered ish. I'm only chayv from ish if I created the ish and the wind moved it. Here it's the wind that does all the act together. I didn't create anything that does damage. It's only has something that has the potential for damage because there's no potential for damage without the wind. By Aish, or by the Evan, the Sakino, there's the potential for damage even without the wind. The wind is just propelling it. So that's why I'm Chayev there and not Chayev here. Okay, next, I gotta move. Okay, there's more to say. Fine. The Rishonim debate, I just talked about, like I said, why is this only a question of Ravina, not Mar Baradashi? So Machlokas Tosos, you got Ramah, Ayin Shom. Okay, next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is talking about a case of distancing the planting of your tree from the field of your friend. We're going to come up to Baal Tashkos here. You mentioned it the other day. We're going to talk a little bit about it today. Lo yita adam ilam samach l'stecha vero. You cannot plant your tree, and we saw this Mishnah previously in the parakol. So you cannot plant your tree next to the field of your friend. Ela imkein hirchik imenu arba amos. Unless you withdrew the tree from the border of the field, dal amos. What was the reason we said dal amos? Because of the machresha. Because the plow is going to go around. You need dal amos for the tractor or for the plow. And if you don't have a dal amos, you can end up in your friend's property. Right, and then the Gemara says, the Pesach says, "Echad gefanim ve'echad kol ilan." This din is said whether we're dealing with that you're planting gefanim next to your friend's field, or you're planting other types of trees. It doesn't matter whether it's a vineyard or whether it's trees. Hayogeder bentayim. Let's say there is a wall between the two fields. Right, then zes somach lageder mikan, vezes somach lageder mikan. They can plant the tree right up to the border because you don't have to worry about the machresha because there's the wall. But if we remember the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches, that this din of the Mishnah is only said if there's a sela hamasik ben asadas, there's a wall that goes down and separates. Otherwise, the roots go in. Right, it's only the sela hamasik. But if there's no sela hamasik, then they can't bring the trees all the way up to the border. Because even though there's no chshash of the machresha, you have to worry about the roots of one going into the roots of the other. And then the next part of the Mishnah, which says, "Hayu shirashim yotzu l'tos shel chaveru," they ask the Gemara over there, right? How can they go through? You have the sela, you have the sela. So that's a case where the guy did it, where there's no sela, and the guy did it be'isser. Okay? So, "Hayu shirashim yotzu l'tos shel chaveru," right? So the roots are now coming out on the other side. "Ma'amik shlosha tvachim kedei shlo ya'aku al-machresha." The guy whose the roots are now coming in, the Nizak's field, I guess, he can dig and a depth of 3 tefachim to cut up the roots in order that the roots won't destroy his machresha when he plows in his field. He can go 3 tefachim deep and take out the roots from there. But haya chofer bor siach umara, if the bala sada that the roots are going into wants to dig a bor siach umara, these are all these types of things that you dig. One's long, one's deep. Right, we'll get to them on Friday also. We talk about bor siach umara in the first Mishnah of Kasas Abatim. So he's digging a pit. Then what can he do? Kotzeitz biyored. He can dig as far down as he wants to dig his pit, take out any of the roots that are there, but by eitzim shalo. But the eitzim belong to him. Question is, who's the him? Do the eitzim belong to the Baal HaBor, or do the eitzim belong to the Baal HaElon? I'm going to say it depends on how far away these roots are from the tree. Mar has an assumption that 16 amos away from the tree, the roots are needed for the tree. And beyond 16 amos, they're not needed. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Tana, we learn in the Brisa, Arba Amos Amru, the 4 Amos that we have to distance, what's that for? Kidei Abodas HaKerem, that's in order to work the field. It's for the Choresh, for the Machresha. No, the Mishnah said, Echad Gefanim, Echad Kol Ilan, didn't make a difference. The Mishnah mentioned the Gefanim. Okay? So Amar Shmuel says, Lo shanu el Eretz Yisrael. That's only in Israel. Aval beBavel, it's enough for 2 amos. It's enough for 2 amos. We show them debate. What's the difference?
You
We're back on the other guy's field. It's my tree. If I put it one amma away from the other field, when I bring my tractor around that side of the tree, I'm going to be in the other guy's field. He doesn't want you to dig up his to plow his field. Okay, move it away so your tractor stays in your property only. You need dalet amos, and I mean, Eretz Yisrael, you need dalet amos for that, and bavli, you need two amos. Tani nami hachi. Lo yita adam ilan samla sadeh chavero el imkein hirchu yimenu shtei amos. You need two amos. Ay, baha anan tanan arba amos. Didn't we learn you need four amos? El avka de Shmuel. It must be that the no machlokas. It's like Shmuel. That one is the two amos. One is talking about Eretz Bavel, and the four amos. One is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Shema mina, like Shmuel. The ikad de rami lebirma. Some asked this as a stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, lo yita adam ilan samla sadeh chavero el imkein hirchu yimenu arba amos. You have to distance it four amos. We had a brisa that says shtei amos. So Amar Shmuel, no kasha, kam bevavel, kam be'eretz Yisrael. Okay. Easy, Gemara. Next. Now the Gemara is going to bring another maisa about harchakas ha'ilan. Rava bar Rabchanan habay hanodikli ametra de pardes de Rav Yosi. So Rava had these trees that were on the border of his property with the property of Rav Yosi. Habu asu tzipori yasbi dikli. These birds used to come and sit on the trees. And from the trees, the tree was higher than the pardes. From the trees, they would see the pardes of Rav Yosi, and they would jump, they would fly down and do damage into his field. So the idea being is that if the trees weren't so high, the birds wouldn't have seen it. I don't know why the birds wouldn't see it; they can just fly. But the birds wouldn't see it, and then sometimes I have questions on the Gemara that I think that just they must be dumb questions because they just seem to be so pushing. Well, the birds can only see the other field if they're sitting in the tree. They can fly up. Okay.
They weren't there.
So they can see it. They can see it better because.
No, they're there.
And let's say now. Let's say now. So the Gemara says, "Oh, so they have to chop down the tree." See, so let's say they now chop down the tree. Those birds still know that the pardes is there because for 5 minutes ago they were perched on the tree.
Well, you don't know what they're doing. What are the damages?
They don't know. They don't remember.
No. Well, what is the damage
they're doing? They're eating the trees. I don't know. Okay, whatever. So Rav Rakhon Habul had Nikli Nametzer the Pardes of the Rav Yosef. Habi also Sipor Yasmi Dikli and Nachti Pardes the Matzid. They would go into the Kerem of Rav Yosef and they would eat the grapes. Okay. Amrleis. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Zilkot, chop down your trees because the trees are causing me damage. So Amrleis. So Rav says to Rav Yosef, what? First of all, is this Giri Delay? Is this a coin from Rav Yosef? Is this considered Giri Delay? So Amrleis. The Archigle. Why do I have to chop them down? I distanced them more than Dalai Lamas. Why do I have to chop them down? So Amalei, so Yosef is back to them. No, Hani Mili Lilonos. Dalet Amos is only to if I have trees in my property, the distance from my trees. About the Gefonim, but in Tvei. But if I have a Karam of Gefonim, you have to be marking for more than Dalet Amos. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ba'anam Tanan, Echa Gefonim, Echa Kolilon. They make a difference with those Gefonim Kolilon. Dalet Amos is enough. So he reinterprets it and he says, Amalei, Hani Mili Ilon Lilon Gefonim Gefonim. Dalet Amos is enough if it's trees from trees, or Gefonim from Gefonim. About Elon to Gefonim, but Elon to Gefonim, by Elon Tvei, you need to be marking more because the birds perch on top of the trees and they look down and they can see the Gefonim and they'll do the damage. So therefore, you have to withdraw even more to a distance. I guess, I don't know what the distance is, but distance must be enough that if birds do perch on the top of the trees, then they can't see the Gefonim. So would that change every year when the tree grows? You have to move it back more? I don't know. Or maybe since you put it up some of a hectare to begin with, I mean, when you first plant a tree, it's a sapling, it's not so tall. So when do you have to pull it back? I just don't understand what you have to do. Yeah. No, it's not. It's whether or not your friend has Gefanim or your friend has an Elon. You have to be Marchik from his field. Yes, have the Gemara's learned the Mishnah. I just read the Mishnah plain. I didn't read that. I didn't want to give it away. You're talking about what's on the other side. All right. I don't want to give it away. I want to read the Mishnah one way. The Gemara is a parish on the Mishnah, so that's not how the Gemara is explaining it. So Amalei, how do you mean Elon Gefonim, Gefonim, Elon Gefonim, Bani Tvei. So Amalei, so Rav Nisiyah comes to your point from the other day. Amalei, so Rav says to Rav Yosef, Analo Kaitzna. I don't want to chop it down. Why? The Amarav, Hai Dikla, the Toyin Kaba, also Lemitse. Because a dekel that creates a cob worth of fruit, you're not allowed to chop down. I don't want, it's Baltashkas. Then also, Amar Rabbi Chanina says, "Lo shachiv shichat brei." My son Shichat didn't die only because Ela de cuts to Inasa below Zimna. He chopped down a fig a tainer tree before its time, and it was still bearing fruit. He must not have done any other Averus. I don't know. It's a good question. They talk about that. What does that mean? Yeah, I don't know. So he says, I don't want to chop it down. So Mar inichale likots. You want to chop it down? You say, now that you're right that I have to withdraw it, you want to chop it down? You chop it down. I'm not going and chopping down the cherry tree because it's a problem. I don't want to chop it down. So the Tosfos asks, why was Rabbi Bar Chanan afraid to chop down the tree? We have plenty of Mishnayos earlier that says that Yechayev Adam Likotus Ilona, which is if it's Mazik other people. That's what you had mentioned. And we said over there that, you know, if it's Mazik, then there's a purpose. Right? It's Baltash, there's no purpose. In Mazik, there's a purpose. So the first Tosfos says that maybe over there we're talking about Ilona, so don't bear fruit. But the problem was here is that if there's a purpose, yeah, Rabbi Yonah says if there's a purpose, let's chop it down. But Rabbi didn't think there was a purpose. He didn't hold this interpretation of the Mishnah. He thought that he had distanced himself enough. So you want to chop it down? You go do it. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says from here you see that if there's a halachic issue that you think is usser, but you know the other guy says it's mutter, right? There's no isser lifting either by having him do it. Because I think that Rabbi thought it was usser. He goes, I don't want to do it, you do it. I don't know. I don't know how that works out. The Meister by certain things like Hilchos Shabbos or stuff like that. But that's what it brings down here from Shlomo Zalman. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a rough one. Yeah. So I don't know how maybe. Yeah. If he's digging a pit, maybe you have to withdraw. It's the roots. The question of the roots. I think it's more an issue with the roots. We don't have that. I don't know. We'll have to ask Shiloh if it comes up. Rav Papa Habale Hanu Dikle. Rav Papa had these dekel trees, right? On Metzra, the Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. That was on the border with Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Azil Ashachet HaVichafer Kakoy Tshroshav. Rav Papa comes in and he sees that Rav Huna, in Rav Huna's property, is now digging out the roots to his tree, right? Amrle, my high, what are you doing? Why are you digging them out? So Amrle, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Hayushrashim Yotzim Tosuk Aveiro, Mamik Shloshu Kadeshul Yaakov Machresha. I'm allowed to dig 3 Tvachim deep to get rid of the roots so it doesn't upset my Machresha when I come through. So Amrle, Hani Mili Shloshu, Makar Chafer Tvei. Yeah, 3, 5, but you're digging much deeper than 3 Tvachim. But you told me it's 3 Tvachim, now you're digging Tvei, you're digging more. So he says back to him, Amrle, no, the Mishnah says, Ana, Boris Sichnam Oros Kachafarna. I'm digging a bore. And therefore, the Tnan Haya Chofer Bor Siach Amara Kotes Viyori the Eitzim Shelo. I can dig as deep as I need to, and the Eitzim belong to him. Again, we don't know who him is. So Amar Papa Amri Le Kuli Below Yechile. I wanted to stop Rav Huna from digging up the trees. I gave him all these things. Like I couldn't defeat him. Ah, until I told him. Meizam Achlos Rishonim had to explain this. Ah, the Amri Le Had the Amar Rav Yehuda. Like Rav Yehuda says, Meitzar Shech Zikabo Rabim. If there's some sort of border between the two fields, it's like a pathway, that there's a chazaka that the rabbim can use it to pass. They have an easement over there. Usur lekalkalo. You're not allowed to destroy it. So too here, you can't knock down my roots because I have a chazaka of them being in your field. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Tosfos says, Tema, my maisim Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbim shani. It's the rabbim. He's a yachid. What's the connection over there? I don't have time, but Tosfos gives a whole different pairs of what's going on here. So he says, I was able to defeat him because I told him I have a chazaka. Lebasa de Nafok, after Rav Papa yet left, so Amar, Rav Huna says, Amailo Amrile, why didn't I say to him, I could have defeated him again, Kam betok shesri Amma, Kam chutzu shesri Amma. You only have a chazaka on the first 16 Amas of the roots. Because the first 16 Amas of the roots are the ones that are needed to nourish the tree. Here I'm digging the roots beyond 16 Amas. And therefore I should have been able to dig them up. Right? Rashi says, even though roots go out 25 amos, that's why you have to distance it 25 amos from a boar. They only get nourishment in the first 15. Okay. Next case. So boy mine Yaakov Adaiva mi Rechizder. Yaakov Adaiva asked Rechizder, Eitzim shall meet him. Who's the Shalom? Who do the Eitzim belong to? So Amar Leh, Rechizder says, Tanitua, it is a clear Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in Me'ila. What's the case in Me'ila? Sharshi Ilan shall hedjot b'habayim b'shal hektesh. Yeah, the roots of the tree is sitting in the field of hedjot, and the roots are now in the field of the hektesh. Right? So Sharshi Ilan shall hedjot b'habayim b'shal hektesh. Lo nehenin v'lo molim. If someone, you're not The Rabbana, you now get hanav from the roots. But if you do get hanav from the roots, there's no me'ila. Mashma, that the roots belong to the, go after the tree. Right? So, iya mar bishma batzer ila nazlilan. If you go back to the tree, mishim haki lo me'ilan. That's why there's no me'ila. El iya mar batzer karka zlilan. If you say according to the karka, amai lo me'ilan. Why is there no me'ila? Must be the roots belong to the tree. The Mashma says, elamai, look at the seifa. Elamai, the batzer ila nazlilan. We're going back according to the tree. Ema seifa, look at the seifa. If you have a tree of hektesh, an ilan shall hektesh, habayim bishal hedjot, and the roots are coming into a field of hedjot, the opposite way. Lo nehenin velo molin. There's no hana, asher midarbanan, but there's no meila. The e basar ailan azlina milo molin. Why aren't you meila if you go according to the tree? The tree is in the field of hektesh. So the Gemara says, no, must be that there's no raya from that case. Midi irya bigidulin habayim li acher mikanaskinan. Because sabar ein mo'ila bigidulin. What's going on over here is we're talking about the roots that grew after the field was made hektesh. The tree grew into the field, and then the roots grew over there. So the time of this Mishnah holds that there's no me'ila by bigdule hektesh. So even though, so really, I'm not even sure, the Mishnah is dealing with cases where the roots grew after the huktash ilan, right? And therefore, what grows afterwards is not hektesh. Therefore, whether or not the shrushim go after the ilan or they go after the karka, there's no me'ila. Because these shrushim, it doesn't make a difference. These shrushim are not going to be shel hektesh. So there's no raya from here. So Ravina, right, so Ravina says, no, Ravina, I'm a low kasha, there's no kasha. There's no steer between the ratio and the seifa, because Khan, the ratio, is talking about a case where the shrushim are betok sheshisrei amma up to the tree. The first 16 amas of the roots belong to the tree. That's why there's no me'ila if the roots are in the field of the hektesh, because we're talking about the first 16 amas. But Khan, the seifa, is talking about the case of chutzu sheshisrei amma. The seifa is giving us the din that even though we go basar ilan, that's only for the first 16 amas. But even if the ilan's in hektesh and we have roots beyond 16 amas in the field of hedjot, there's no me'ila because it's only up to 16 amas. Okay, let's try to do a little more. Amar Ula. Ula says, Ilan hasamuch lemetzar, an Ilan that's standing on the border between two sados, besoch sheish yisrei amma, gazlanhu. If you put the tree close to 16 amas to your friend's border, right, you are within 16 amas of your friend's border, you are a gazlan. Why? Because you are being yonek from the sada of your friend. And therefore, the aim may be in mimenu bikurim. And you're not allowed to bring bikurim from this tree, because the pasuk says, "Asher tarbi mi artzicha," and this tree is sucking nourishment from somebody else, and that's not considered artzicha, your field. So there's a machlokas we shown him explaining Ula. So Rashi says that even according to Ula, this is not it's not really an isra gazlan. You consider a gazlan that didn't bikurim, right? Rashi says, You don't have this tree is now put in, but you're not really a gazlan, which is difficult on the lashon because it says gazlan. But there are other rishonim who say that no, according to the Reina Chananel and Tosos, the Yomarshon Gazlan says that he's mamish a gazlan because Ula holds that you have to be marked with the tree 16 amos from the field. So Ula obviously doesn't hold like Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi says, al nizak laharach is atzmo, and therefore you can do ezeh osa b'toch shelo. But he also doesn't seem to hold like the Chachamim, because Chachamim said he had to be marked dalan amos. And Ula now has this distance of 16 amos. We'll stop here, because the next Gemara is just continuous for a bit, and it's a bit of a short page tomorrow, even though it's a lot of math. So we'll try to figure it out. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.